I was walking past a pharmacy the other day and saw a sign saying you could get your tick vaccine there. So a timely reminder about ticks in this week's Health Matters. They're small arachnids about the size of a pinhead before they feed on the blood of their animal or human meal. Found the world over, ticks hang out in forests, parks, gardens and playgrounds, with tick season usually running from May to November in Switzerland. They like thick undergrowth, dry leaves and low-lying vegetation, often being found on the edge of paths where they can attach onto humans and animals as they brush past. Once these opportunistic little vampires have got onto the skin of passers-by, they look for a choice place to bite, preferably a warm, moist area where the skin tends to be a bit softer, the groin, under the arms, around the hairline, behind the ears, or behind the knees. We worry about ticks because of the potential infections they can pass on to humans when they bite. In Switzerland, ticks may carry the virus that leads to tick-borne encephalitis, a serious infection that can attack the nervous system. But ticks may also carry the bacterium that leads to Lyme disease, the first symptom of which is often a red circular rash that spreads outwards from around the tick bite. If recognised at this stage, Lyme disease can be easily treated with antibiotics, but if not treated, it's possible for the disease to worsen some weeks, months, or even years after the initial tick bite and affect the joints, nervous system, skin, and heart. But don't panic. Not all ticks in Switzerland carry the virus or bacterium that can lead to these infections. And even if a tick is carrying them, the rate of transmission to the human host is not 100%. Just to give an idea, even though there are countless tick bites each year throughout the country, there are about 10,000 cases of Lyme disease annually and between 100 and 250 cases of tick-borne encephalitis. Now, ticks throughout the whole of Switzerland may carry the bacterium that causes Lyme disease, with 5 to 50% of ticks being infected, depending on the region. In recent years, the parts of Switzerland where ticks are potential carriers of the virus that causes tick-borne encephalitis has expanded, and now it's only the cantons of Geneva and Ticino that are spared. But even in affected cantons, only around 1% of ticks are carriers of this infection. So how can you protect yourself and your family against ticks? Well, the first thing is by wearing long trousers, socks and closed shoes in areas where there may be ticks. Avoid walking in undergrowth and use insect repellent on clothing and skin. Also, talk to your pharmacist or doctor about vaccination against tick-borne encephalitis. The Swiss Federal Office of Public Health recommends this vaccination for adults and children over 6 years living in high-risk areas or regularly visiting them. So essentially, this is the whole of Switzerland except Geneva and Ticino. Just to note, though, that there is no vaccination against Lyme disease. It's also good to get into the practice of checking yourself and your children regularly for ticks, remembering the areas of the body where they like to hang out. And don't forget to check your pets as well. If you do find a tick, remove it as soon as possible. It can take up to 24 to 48 hours for germs to pass from the tick to you, so the sooner it's removed, the better. Once removed, wash and disinfect the area around the bite. And if you think some of the tick has been left behind, do see a doctor. Then stay vigilant. Again, see a doctor if you develop any redness around the tick bite, a rash, a fever, or any other symptoms that you're worried about. That's all for this episode. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.